number 10,951, Rebecca D. Fur, south of Route 1 Coastal Highway, south of Basin Street, being lots 112, 114 within Bay Vista Development, a variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
Good evening again. I am Bill Schaub still. And actually, there aren't that many, as many variances as there used to be. I just try to save them up and come one Monday night, because I usually play basketball on Monday nights, so I try to have as many as I can.
Again, Mr. Schaub, she want to testify, sir?
Yes.
She'll need to be sworn in too, please.
Did you give up, John? Please state your name and address for the record.
Rebecca Fur, 143 Thames Drive, Dover, Delaware.
You swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If I may, give a brief overview. This is a pretty common variance, I believe, for the area of the county where our house is situated. This is in Bay Vista, where the zoning is actually about, according to Mr. Lang at Planning and Zoning Office, half of it is Zone MR and the other half AR. And it just, there's no real rhyme or reason for it. And because of that, there are just houses, additions galore that violate the zoning ordinances because either people didn't know what it was, or they were building in conformity with their neighbor's property, and their neighbor's property was zoned differently than theirs. But historically, on this case, the house on this property was, the property was bought in 1960, and the house was built sometime soon thereafter. In 1985, people named Holland, they bought the lots and built the house. In 1985, they came to and got a building permit to add a porch to the left side, what goes down the left side and wraps around, an L-shaped porch wraps around the back. And as the record will show, they were told that the back setback was 20 feet for their particular lot. Well, their house wasn't 20 feet from the property line. Their house was approximately 19 feet. So the house itself violated the zoning ordinances when they came over in 1985. However, based on the age of the house, the house may have been grandfathered. I'm not positive of the date it was built. But because a survey wasn't required, I guess honestly, probably just no one paid attention, and they added a porch onto a house that was already less than 20 feet from the back property line. So needless to say, the entire portion of the porch, which extends off the rear of their property, violates the setbacks. Now that's, again, in about, well, actually, if it was the other half of the neighborhood, it would still violate them, but by less, because it would be a rear setback of 10 feet. Ms. Fur purchased the property in July of 2011, had a survey done at that time. The problem was discovered before her settlement, but like so many other buyers, she had financing in place. She could have walked away and not bought the property, or she had to go forward with it and come and apply for this variance. And that is what she is here for tonight. So if I could have her answer some questions.
Sure.
Ms. Fur, did you buy the property in July of 2011?
Yes, I did.
And when did you become aware that there was an issue with the location of the house and the porch?
About 10 days before settlement.
And how did you find out?
From my realtor.
And what did you find out was the problem?
That it was too close to the property lines, or the setbacks.
And it is true, is it not, that you did not build this house?
That would be correct.
And you did not build the porch on the back of the house?
That would be correct.
Could you explain to the board what problems you would encounter if you were asked to either, if the variance were not granted?
Well, it would take away the character of the house. It's a nice little cottage, and the porch adds to that. And it would just take away the aesthetics of the back of the house.
And the pictures that I'm going to give to the board, do they accurately show the house as it is today?
Yes.
I would like to introduce these. It's a set of four pictures. Ms. Furr, I assume you would incur some considerable expense if you had to renovate the house to remove the porch?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Have any of your neighbors objected or to this variance to the best of your knowledge?
None whatsoever.
To the best of your knowledge, does the proximity of the porch adversely affect any of your neighbors?
No, it does not.
I don't believe I have any other questions of Ms. Furr. The picture obviously that shows the porch is the one that shows, I think it's at the left rear.
Right there.
Yes, that's the corner.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board at this time? Mr. Rickards.
I have one. Permit was issued in 4285 for a residential addition, but was never inspected, correct? Was that for the screen porch? That's what I'm assuming that's what it's for, assuming, you know.
Yes, that is correct, because had it been inspected, there would have been a waiver of the application fee tonight. Yes, it was not inspected.
Okay, so we would have picked it up at that time?
Yes.
As a variance.
Okay, any further ones, Mr. Rickards?
No.
Okay, Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No.
I have no further questions. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, entertain a motion that we approve case number 10,951. I believe it'd be an extreme hardship for her to remove the porch at this time. The variance will enable reasonable use of the property. And I don't think the difficulty was created by the applicant. And the variance, if granted, won't, in other words, have a problem with the neighborhood, and the variance is amendment variance to afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second. The same reason that was stated.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,951. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated also.
And I am also for the reasons that have been stated. And Mr. Rickards, again?
Aye.
And Mr. Workman?
Yes.
So by a vote of 5-0 by the board, case number 10,951 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes.